Hello?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Hi,
we have Miss Gracie Moore with us.
Okay.
Hi, this is Courtney on a recorded line.
Hello.
Hi.
We have Miss Tracy Moore.
Okay, hi. Go ahead and transfer. Okay, hi, ma'am. Tracy?
Hi. Yeah, this is me.
Okay, hi. You can hear me okay? Hi, my name is Courtney, and I'm on a recorded line. Is this your cell phone number, 541-615-6121?
That's the only phone I've got, and I don't get service very well, so if I lose you, call me back.
I know. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm just going to text you from my direct line at my desk so that for some reason that sometimes the transfer calls drop anyways. So this is the number that I'll call you from. Again, my name's Courtney, and I'll be the one, your intake specialist moving forward for the Depo-Provera lawsuit.
And I will wait for you to call.
Okay. So, Tracy, you are calling to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then you didn't have an attorney at this time?
No, I don't.
Okay. You are willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation or any advice from any law firm regarding this matter, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You're filing on behalf of yourself? And you are a citizen and resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, you were diagnosed with the meningioma after using Depo-Provera for a minimum of a year?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. How are you doing today with everything?
I'm okay. I still don't feel well, but I'm dealing with it.
And your meningioma was in your brain, correct?
Yep.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. That's horrible. Do you know your date of diagnosis?
It was 9 months ago, 10 months ago.
So to the best of your knowledge, so if it was 9 months ago, it was in, what was that, like March? Or is that, hold on, let's look.
It was February last year.
Okay, February.
Of this year, 24.
Can you hear me? February
of this year.
So of 2024?
Yeah.
Do you know about, like, was it the beginning of the month, the end of the month?
It was the beginning because it was right after New Year's.
Okay. Was it before Valentine's Day or after Valentine's Day?
Before.
So that week would have been...
It was like the 1st of February.
Okay. So February 1st, 2024.
Yeah.
Okay. How did they diagnose your meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, both, or some
other?
It was
a CT and MRI.
Okay, so they did both. Okay, thank you for confirming that.
Yeah.
Tracy, what is your date of birth?
10/24/74.
Okay, so October 24th, 1974.
Yeah.
Did you have anybody else
yeah.
that you know that was diagnosed with that was injured after using Depo-Provera and had a tumor that needs help filing a claim?
No, I have not heard yet at all. My daughter was on it, and when I heard about this, I took her off it.
Yeah.
I said, no, she's not going through this crap.
Yeah.
She's disabled, too, so it's like I would not want that to happen to her.
I'm so sorry, dude.
That's horrible.
I'm
like, screw that shit.
Yeah, I was talking to a client earlier, and I got – because it was available to me, too, you know, I'm not much younger than you, but like I did the implant, and now I'm like, I want this implant out because it's basically the same thing.
I did too. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm on is the implant, the Nexplanon.
Yeah. It's like in my
arm. The one that's supposed to be for, yeah, the one for like 3 years and now they say it's 5 years.
Yeah.
I want the thing out. It hurts.
I want it out.
They won't take mine out either. I'm like, take this thing out of me.
Yeah. I know. I'm gonna see what my doctor says because I want to get it out too. Okay. So
yeah,
it's
very uncomfortable.
So you use the brand injectable Depo-Provera, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been on it from 18 until I was 45 when I couldn't do it anymore.
Do you know which injectable you use? Like, was it Depo-Provera?
It was the
Okay.
It was the original one.
Okay. And then did you ever switch to the generic brand ever, or did you only ever use Depo?
Not that I know of, unless my doctor switched it, because I got it from my doctor every 3 months.
Okay. And then did you use Depo-Provera? You used it for at least a minimum of a year, correct? And
oh, yeah.
You can confirm 4 injectables prior to your diagnosis, correct?
Oh, I can confirm a lot of them from 18 to 45.
Yeah. They're just like, these are just little minimum questions I got to ask you real quick. They just for the attorneys ask. And then did you use Depo between, obviously, the years of January 1992 to present date? Yes.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. When did you start? Okay, so approximate dates. When did you start using Depo and stop using it? You were 17, you said,
right?
I
was like 18.
Okay, so you were 18. You were born,
I think it was,
you were born in...
I was born in 74.
Okay, and then so...
18. And in 93, I graduated, and I was 18. So
okay.
Somewhere in 93.
Okay, so 1993... Okay, so I have to put, it makes me put a month and a date. So to the best of your knowledge, do you know if you started, like, when you were beginning of school year? Was it summertime?
It was the beginning of school year, so it was, like, August, September.
So what do you think, like, which one?
August.
August.
We'll do August.
August 1st, 1993?
Yeah, that works.
Okay, and then when did you stop using the Depo? You said
I was 45, and I'm 50 right now, so 5 years ago.
Okay, so you're born, hold on.
Would be.
1979, and you stopped using it when? How old were you?
No, I was born in 74.
74, I meant. 1974. You stopped using
it. It was 5 years ago from this month, this year.
So you were 45 when you stopped using it?
Yep, and I'm 50 now, so it was 5 years ago.
2019.
From, yeah.
So when in 2019 did you think you stopped using it? Was it like summertime, winter, spring?
Probably summertime. I'd say probably May.
May what?
First. We'll just stick with the first.
Okay. May 1st, 2019. Yeah, it makes you put
yeah.
a month and a date. I know it's probably hard to remember these dates. But again, best of your knowledge. The attorneys are going to pull medical records regardless. They just want to get an idea to start building your case. Okay?
Okay.
So, Tracy, can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
And then what is your marital status? Are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
I guess I'm still married. I don't know. I haven't talked to a man in 30 years, but we're still married. Legally.
Okay. And then what is the correct spelling of your first and last name?
T-R, T as in truck, R as in rain, A as in apple, C as in cat, Y as in young, and M-O-O-R-E.
Okay. So I have T-R-A-C-Y and then M-O-O-R-E.
Correct.
I'm not going to, do you want me to put your spouse's information? I'm just going to put not available. You don't really need
not
it.
Not available. It's been 30 years since I've talked to him.
Did you, you don't have a suffix in your name. You're not a junior or like a third or anything like that, correct?
No.
Okay.
No,
so
there's just one of me.
541-615-2119 is your cell phone number. What is the best time of day for
yeah.
the attorneys to call you?
Whenever. Just not before 10.
Okay. I put afternoon time.
And preferably before 5. I don't like night calls.
Okay. Yeah, I put afternoon. Okay, can you go ahead and do you have an email that you have access to that can send documents?
Yeah.
What's your
email? It's all lowercase, and it's Tracy Moore, 1974.49@gmail.com.
So Tracy Moore, 1974.49@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Perfect. And then can you go ahead and confirm your social for me, Tracy?
It's 534-80-3943.
Yeah. Okay. 534-80-3943. Okay, that's perfect. And then what is your current
yeah.
mailing? What is your current mailing address, Tracy?
50 Court, K-O-U-R-T. Drive, apartment 17. They have to put apartment or I won't get
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's in Eugene.
Oregon?
Yes, 97404.
Perfect. Thank you for letting me know the apartment number. I was going to ask you that, but you jumped to it. Okay. 50 Court Drive, apartment 17, Eugene, Oregon, 97404.
Yes.
And that's in Lane County. Okay, perfect. Okay,
yes,
so Tracy, who was your neurologist or who was the diagnosing doctor for your meningioma? Do you know his name or their name?
Richard. Richard. Richard Nile.
Dr. Richard. Is it N-I-L-E?
Yeah.
N-I-L-E-S or Nile. Is he in Eugene?
He's at Coquille Wellness Center. It's a Native Tribe medical center. Coquille, K-O-Keel. It's K-E-L-E-L, sorry. Are you there?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Lost you.
No, I'm here.
It's Coquille Wellness Center.
Okay, Richard, how do you spell his last name again?
Niles, N-I-L-E-S, I think.
And he's in Oregon, right? Yeah.
Yeah, he's in Lane County. He's right on River Road.
Yeah, his last, yeah.
It's Coquille.
It's Richard Kent Niles. His middle name's Kent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I just have to get his office stuff, and then we're going to get where he treated you next. Hold on 1 second.
Well, he's still in the process of treating me.
Yeah, no, I know. You're still... So how is everything going with that? Just, are you still doing...
I've had surgery once.
Okay.
I've still got a pretty good lump on my head, but not as bad since they did surgery.
Did they remove part of the tumor?
Yeah.
Oh, my prayers are with you. Yeah. What about chemo and radiation? Have you had to go through that as well?
Oh, yeah. That is a nightmare. I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
I know.
Nobody. Not even my worst enemy.
I know. What is your... did you have any prior cancer diagnoses or no?
No. It was just that.
Okay. So then Richard Kent... Richard Niles, Dr. Niles is still treating you. And then he treated you at what facility? What was it called? Or what hospital did you go to?
Riverbend. Hospital. It's in Springfield. We're close. Springfield and Eugene are like Portland and Vancouver.
Yeah.
If you know Portland and Vancouver.
I've been to Washington. I've never been to Oregon. That's one of the states I've never been to. I've been to a lot of states.
I was born in Longview.
Okay.
What part of Washington are you from?
I'm not from Washington. I'm actually located, I'm in California. So the attorneys that you work with, will be local, but my job's just, I basically am just the one who's putting your intake, together for the attorneys to be your basically your portfolio. We're just making sure we have all the information
because
if the attorneys, when they call you, they have everything ready. Okay. Who was the prescribing doctor?
Richard. My birth control?
Yeah, like were you getting it from like Planned Parenthood or like a wellness?
I was getting it from, it started in John Day, Oregon, where I started my depot.
Okay.
That was at Blue Mountain Hospital.
Blue Mountain Hospital. Okay. And then did you?
Blue Mountain Hospital in John Day, Oregon, Grant County.
Yeah, I found it. Do you know the doctor that was diagnosing you or giving it to you or no? Hello?